was at the mall this week
and
skateboarding, as usual.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like my extreme sports.
Yeah, you do.
And I ran into an old friend.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah.
Got arrested.
Wait.
And,
you mean you, like, you tripped? Like, you were...
No, no. No, like, I was like, hey,
oh,
I remember you from high school. And he was like, yeah.
But after you did, like, an ollie?
No. No. No, I mean, like, I was fingerboarding when I say skateboarding.
Oh.
You know, with your two fingers on the board.
Name?
What?
What was her name?
It was a him.
You were fingerboarding a him?
No. Oh, the skateboard's name. Oh, I got it. What was her name?
Wait,
Gina.
What's...
That's my skateboard's name is Gina. I didn't understand. I thought you were talking about the friend. The friend was a guy. The guy I ran into.
Right. Now, I was talking about who you were fingerblasting.
Yeah. Fingerboarding. It's like waterboarding.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah. Like you make your finger think it's going to drown.
Drowned. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's go with it.
So you're fingerboarding.
Right. I was fingerboarding, right? And I ran into an old friend, right? And then, long story short, it was about $2,000 to get out of jail.
That is a long story short.
Yep. Could be a lot longer. You want the long version?
Can you make it...
Wait, do you want the long version?
Okay.
Okay. The long version is I attempted to murder him, and then I went to jail for it. But then I got out.
But he was a friend?
Yeah, well, that's not even part of the story. So
could
that's
you make
the
it
long
a little
version.
Bit longer?
Okay. I could try. I ran into...
No, I didn't say slower.
Oh. I think you meant time-wise.
No.
Oh, longer...
Like,
more words. Okay.
Just fill in more
so
words.
So I totally, like, superbly ran into this guy.
Okay.
This guy...
Right.
...that I knew from my high school, Brick Township Memorial High School.
Yeah.
The high school that I attended when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I attempted to murder him with murdering act, and a murderous act was attempted by me on him, the guy that went to Brick Township Memorial High School, and I went to jail, but I got out for $2,000 bills.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
It makes more sense now.
Okay.
Secondly.
I couldn't think of what high school he went to.
Secondly,
yeah.
It only cost $2,000 to get out of jail after
attempted
murder.
It's attempted.
Right.
Right. Attempted.
But it's still murder. Like you're
openly... That's the thing people get confused on. It's not. You can attempt murder all you want as long as you don't complete the act.
But aren't you...
Like, didn't you ever hear that mind, like, or like that
Angel?
Riddle? No, yeah, mind freak? No, that riddle... Chris Angel probably said this on a show, but like that riddle that says, what's the only crime that you can't be convicted of if you complete, which is suicide? It's the reverse riddle for murder.
Okay.
What's the only crime that's a lesser punishment if you only attempt it?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of people I'd like to attempt it on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The thing is, you have to really be purposely only attempting it. Do you know what I mean?
So,
like, here's the thing. If you actually want to kill the guy and then it doesn't work out, that's different. That's different. That's actual attempted
murder.
You
didn't really want to murder him?
That's like almost murder.
But when you tried to kill Chris Angel.
I was actually attempting to murder him. Only attempting.
Right.
Like when I didn't murder him,
right.
That's what I wanted to do.
But you.
And I was successful in that.
How does Chris Angel fit into all this?
He went to my high school.
Mm.
No, actually, he didn't. But he's in my fingerboarding club. Or a guy that likes Chris Angel a lot is in my fingerboarding club. You can check out our videos on YouTube. It's called, the channel is Fingerboard Lancaster.
Mm. I know it. Why have you never asked me to be a part of this?
You need to own a fingerboard, and you also need to not have a kid.
Again, with me not having a girlfriend.
And you need to not have a kid. That's first rule of fingerboard club. No kids.
Really? Mm. I kind of thought they were four kids.
Right. That's we want to separate ourselves from childlike fingerboarding. I mean, this is serious fingerboarding.
So what's Chris Angel like?
Well, like I said, I only know the guy that likes Chris Angel a lot. He's kind of weird.
He is the guy that likes him?
Yeah, he quotes the show a lot.
Well, he says mind freak
yeah.
a lot.
He's like,
He doesn't even say words.
No, he just like motions around.
Just swings his arms around.
Or he'll be like, ta-da.
I don't think Chris Angel says that.
He should say that.
That would be.
Should start being like, he should go like this. And now I'm going to freak your mind. And then he does it. He's like, ta-da.
But, yeah. But he says it like, ta-da.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
He's like, abracadabra.
Yeah. Watch me pull a rabbit out of this hat. Ta-da.
Ta-da. Or he doesn't have to necessarily say ta-da. He could say, like, the stuff that they say. But then, like, he only performs outside of those magic shops. Like, just outside of it.
And then, like, he says, then he's like, and then if anyone just, like, out of courtesy is like, wow, that was amazing. He goes, on sale for $9.99. Ta-da!
That freaks your mind! Yeah, like he goes on, he's like, I will freak your mind with my low prices. Yeah,
with my savings.
Guess how much you can save. Guess. Okay. No, don't tell me. Just have the guess in your mind. Is the guess lots? No, it wasn't. Well, that's the answer.
Lots.
Did I freak your mind? Okay, so, welcome.
To?
No, I just was saying welcome. I know. Why are you just going to make it into a thing? Like a synchronized swimming all of a sudden?
I thought we were on board this time. I thought that's...
Okay, all right. Well, let's be on board.
Okay.
If we're going to be on board, okay. Let's be on board.
Let's do it.
Okay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Now you're just being silly. Like, come on. You're going to make me get on board. I get all the way on board. I climb on board. But I'm only, on board now.
It's only a finger.
I'm on board. Well, okay.
It's
but
a
I'm
small
still.
Board.
Both fingers are on the board.
Right.
Okay. All five fingers are on the board at this point. And yeah. And you're going to just go, I'm going to make a joke and not say anything.
I didn't say that.
All right. But that's what you were thinking. I can see it in your, like, you know, too close together eyes.
Whoa. I don't appreciate that.
No, okay. So you ready? Welcome.
Are they really too close together?
No. That's the only insult I could think of.
When you were looking right at my face.
Looking directly at your eyes.
You're looking at my eyes.
No, I was thinking, what can I say about his eyes? That's not true, but would be an insult.
That's not the way your mind works.
How do you know? Because I freaked it last night. I got to know your mind whilst freaking. After I freaked it, we talked and cuddled.
And I freaked your mind, and then I cuddled your mind.
And then I cuddled your mind. Mind cuddle.
Mind spoon.
I am Chris Angel, and this is Mind Spoon.
And it's just, then the show's like, how are you doing?
Yeah. And then it's like, wait, let me guess. You're kind of confused, but you think I look a little weird. Yeah, that's true. Mind spoon. I spooned you.
Yeah. He comes out and he's like, are you ready for a mind spoon? And the guy's like, yeah. Penny for your thoughts.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about starting my
mind spoons.
Don't even let him finish. Mind spoon. And then it's like, oh, I thought you were actually going to bend a spoon with your mind. No. I'm going to sidle up next to your mind and cradle it in my arms as we lay on a bed.
How do you feel about the fact that I didn't do that? Tell me.
I just thought it was a little odd that...
Mind spoon!
Wait, are you saying my spoon?
No, my...
Because I don't have a spoon of yours. You don't need to yell at me.
Are you confused?
Yeah,
about it.
A little bit. I just don't know where you're going to go with this, and I don't know how.
Mind spoon.
I love it. All right, but anyway, welcome to Stick It in Your Ear Hole.
Swelcome.
Swelcome. Swelcome. It's a swell welcome. Swelcome. My name's Damien. I'm sorry. That was a cheap shot, and I apologize.
I can't even look at you. My eyes are too close together to see.
My eyes are so close together. I'm like a cyclops.
Yeah, I can't even see you.
So when we last left you guys, I think we were mentioning that I was going to email back this guy on Facebook. Yeah.
That's right. This guy, we didn't get the letter out, so Parker has new information.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I was thinking it would be funny to have a segment where we just, like, keep writing this guy emails and see how many times he'll respond to the same kind of questions. But, like, after this last email, and I'll read you what I wrote after we talked, and I was like, this is ridiculous. There's no way he's going to respond to this.
Yeah.
He did. And he did with such, like, offhandedness that I'm like, I don't think this is fun anymore. Like, I don't think it would be fun. Like, I kind of feel bad. Like, it's almost like you know, like there's a point when you just don't, it's just not funny anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, his willingness, like, the idea of it becoming a segment was funny before he responded.
Yeah. And then you're like, I just feel bad. Because he's a real human being.
And he's,
he is a guy.
An all right guy.
Yeah.
Because he's so
willing.
He's
putting up with my garbage.
You still refuse to be his friend.
I know. I still haven't friended him.
He's still answering all your stupid ass questions.
And no, with such like, hey, Parker, how you doing?
Yeah.
So,
and that's
I do.
One, the thing that really makes me mad is that's one listener we will never have.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to friend him, I think. I think I'll friend him after this.
Are you going to tell him about this then?
Oh, wait, no, I will not friend him.
Well,
I will never friend
him.
No.
Just don't tell him about this.
No, because it's probably on the site and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I can't friend him. But anyway, okay. So here's what I wrote after we left each other.
What? After we left each other?
That's a little odd, but I went with it. Okay, so I wrote to him, hey, man, I was just thinking about Megan and Debbie again. Just wondering if you got around to getting that info yet. What kind of motorcycle is that? Kawasaki? Yamaha? Toyota? Remember the awful mural of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon near the oceanography room? I miss that. Ha 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 ha. Out loud. So that's what I wrote to him. Right. And he wrote back, LOL, that's great. I forgot about that. I'm guessing the mural.
Yeah.
It's a Kawasaki Ninja. Just said it. It's a Kawasaki Ninja. I talked to Megan's brother, Ryan, the other day. I told him to tell her to give me a call. Hmm. I don't know. I just feel bad. I feel bad. He's a human being who actually wants a friend, apparently.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I agree.
Who's
like,
trying to sell his house? Who's trying to make it in this world?
So if anyone's looking for a house.
Yeah. Selling a house.
Maybe we can help him out.
And then it's like, and then I send him a few more emails, and he's like, I'm also trying to sell my Kawasaki Ninja. Just like an evolution of his life.
Right,
he's like, well, I got the house sold finally, but
I need
these gambling debts have been piling up. Yeah. So I was like, man, this guy, man, I feel bad.
Hey, Parker, do you ever cut yourself? LOL.
LOL.
Just
remember,
wondering. I don't, unless you do.
In which case, I want to talk. I do not think your eyes are too close.
Yeah. Well,
I just think
that. No, I do.
I just think the part of your head that's on the other side of your eyes is really big. So that it comparatively makes it look close.
Like binoculars.
I'm just kidding.
I got binoculars.
Well, you know when you push the binoculars real, real close together?
Like when you pack them up to go.
You don't have to unfold them when you pull out binoculars. Yeah. You just keep. I don't know why I'm saying this because you don't. Your eyes are fine.
Right.
No, I just think it's funny.
I'm just glad. I'm glad we've reached this point in our relationship.
We can finally the real deal can start coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I think you're a wonderful man. How's that?
Was that
sleep on that?
Before we go any further, is there anything we want to announce?
Yes.
Event wise.
And here we go.
Upcoming,
Parker. This is it.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you? Sitting down.
Oh, I'm constantly.
I can't really
sitting.
See it because my eyes are so close together.
No, I'm usually in a constant state of sitting.
Right. Okay, I'm going to assume you're sitting down. Are you buckled in?
9 times out of 10, I am sitting.
Are you buckled in? This thing that we've talked about since I think maybe the first episode of this.
Possibly the first episode.
SadCon.
SadCon!
Which,
not to be confused with SakuraCon, which is an anime convention. Don't confuse it with that. This is SadCon.
Okay. Didn't know what that was before. Now I know what it is.
Wish I didn't.
But yeah, the first is it June 1st?
No, I don't know.
First week of June.
Yeah, whatever the first Friday in June is. I don't know what that is. We are so ready. We don't even know what day it is.
It's going to be then.
Okay, first Friday in June.
Unless something comes up.
No,
then it will
seriously.
Be at some other time.
No, seriously. It's
right.
going to be
so
first
we're
Friday
gonna,
in June.
It's going to be the first Friday in June.
Is when it's going to air.
It's when it's going to drop.
It's going to drop! All right, no, but anyway.
That was sad. yeah, so
yeah.
Whether
okay.
we're ready or not, because we've done very little planning and very little discussion about it, except for when are we doing SadCon? And Parker says, I don't want to talk about it. This is it.
No, but seriously, yes, we're going to do it. So we're probably going to record the week prior or the weekend prior or something like that. So this is the final call, last call.
Yes.
Anybody who wants to send us anything in, anybody who wants to join us.
Yes.
It's going to be at my house, which you can get that information. I'm not giving it on the broadcast, but if you just send me an email with even a half thought out idea of whether you want to be involved, I will gladly give you my entire address and social security number. No, but
I know where he keeps the money.
No, but we are going to probably get together and it'll be like a day thing. Maybe like, you know, we'll have a long time to record it and kind of hang out. So, if anybody wants to join us, we're going to have some food probably and some drinks. And
I will
hang
not
out, have
be
a good
providing
time.
Any of that.
Right. I will be providing it all. If you want to join us and not be on the podcast.
And just watch us do a podcast.
And like hang out and have some food and stuff. And then like.
And you'll get to hear the parts that we cut out.
Yeah.
You'll get to hear Parker and I fighting with each other. That's what we do.
You'll
most
hear
of the
us
time.
Fighting with each other, making horribly bigotous remarks that we have to cut out because both of us are terrible. We hate everybody but ourselves. Also,
I beg to differ.
We hate ourselves. Okay, that's sorry. Why we're I'm such sorry. Bigots. Yeah. No, but that is why we're such bigots because we hate ourselves so much. That's true.
This is kind of groundbreaking right now. This thing that we're doing.
Well, actually, you hate yourself. I love myself too much.
But you hate me.
But we both end up becoming bigots the same way. Equally bigots.
So, this goes out to you, EC Masters.
This goes out to you, Matt Panass.
This goes out to you, Max Phillips.
This goes out to you, Christopher Park.
This goes out to you, Scott Reifsnyder.
This goes out to you, Jess Reifsnyder.
That's not a person. This goes out to you.
Steve Gutenberg.
This goes out to you.
B. Arthur. Oh, rest in peace.
Too soon. Sorry. Did you forget?
I did.
Yeah. So, once again, first week in June.
So, email us. Obviously, we're not giving you a date of the actual airing broadcast for this actual get-together. But email us if you're interested, and if there's enough interest, then we'll pick a date that suits everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Suits your schedules. We're pretty flexible. I mean, when I say flexible, I mean with your schedule. I really can't. It's hard to tie my shoes. I usually have to tie them on my lap.
Yeah.
And then put them on. And when I say put them on, I say, I mean, Pamela puts them on.
Or, okay, I'm glad, because sometimes you make me do it.
And I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if you put my shoe on? Just try it for fun.
Yeah, that was funny the first 12 times.
And I'm out of breath just with Damien putting my shoes on. I'm like, well, you're not even doing anything. Oh, man.
Hey, don't do that to yourself, Parker. Be pro-positive.
Pro-positive. I'm pro-positive. That's like a new male enhancement drug.
Yeah. I'm pro-positive.
Try pro-positive.
I get paid to be positive.
I'm professionally positive.
This is my job.
No, okay. So anyway, that's that. It's set in stone now at this point. So we got to do
Unless
it.
Unless we edit this out.
Right. We could always edit this out. And then you would not know.
Yeah.
None the wiser.
None the wise tale. The wives tale.
None the wives tale.
So yeah. First week in June, SadCon's coming at ya.
SadCon 09. Sunday. If you listen to it on Sunday after it drops on Friday. Sunday.
You pay for nothing, but you only need the edge.
The edge.
Of the seat that you didn't pay for.
Oh, I see.
You pay for the whole podcast, but you only need the earbuds.
I think it's an etch, like Etch-A-Sketch. You only need the etch.
You need the edge from U2, the guitarist.
And the edge from U2 will be at
SadCon. Don't say that.
Well, I just want people to come out.
I know, but last time you did that.
Okay, but then I could just have a picture of him. Anyway. Mm.
We're going to be doing an episode with...
Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing an episode with Creatively Wired.
Yep. Our friends over at Creatively Wired, which we just, you know, in the end, I think we're just going to end up to be one giant podcast because all we do is talk about each other at this point.
That's all
we do. Max talks about us. We talk about Max.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do when you're like the only two podcasts in Lancaster?
I know.
So, yeah, we're going to do I think we're going to end up just doing their podcast. I don't think they're going to do ours. Because after they get through us on theirs, they're going to be like, yeah, we're not going to be able to be on yours.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like I said, I definitely feel like, I don't think Anne will. I think she'll, as soon as we're done recording theirs, will be like, I got to go. And then Max, I think Max will hang out with us.
But begrudgingly. Because I think he'll have enough of us by the end of their podcast.
Yeah, I think we keep calling he keeps calling our bluff where he's like, no, let's do that. It'll be great. And then
knowing full well that we're pretty lazy and we probably won't schedule it.
Knowing our history of things that we've tried to do
and
with
failed.
Them, so coming at you, Max.
Yeah, so there's two events coming up, so I'm excited.
All right.
We're like a real thing. This is like a real thing now.
So I went to Bob Evans the other day. I took my son because I love him.
Because you love him.
And we were waiting there. This is, like I said, it's really not going to go anywhere.
Okay.
But we're standing there, and this guy is paying.
Right.
And he's all, like, he must go there a lot because he's like, hey, do you mind? You know, he's like, do you have change for a five? You know, like, he's like, hey, how you doing? How, la, 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 la.
Okay.
So then he's just about ready to walk out. And in the middle, it's pretty packed.
Right.
In the middle, and he says it loud, and I know he didn't do it on purpose, but as loud as he could, he shouted, "Oh, shooter doodles, I forgot my jacket."
Shooter doodles.
I'm going to need that. And then he walked back in.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
Shooter doodles?
Yeah.
Shooter doodles.
Yeah.
Like, is that like Snicker?
I don't know. But it was like he was a mix between Flanders and any character.
Right, right.
That, what's his name? The guy from...
I feel like you're making this up. Like, I feel like...
No,
you're...
I swear.
Like, I feel like you're just like... Because you're at Bob Evans.
Yeah.
Like, that's where this thing would be said.
Right.
Or Cracker
it's
Barrel.
It's almost like...
It's Bob Evans or Cracker Barrel.
It's almost like a scene right out of America, you know?
that America.
That story, like...
It's a shooter doodle when you forget your jacket.
You're going to need that.
He's going to need that.
And, you know, he probably just was there to have a nice piece of pie and a cup of coffee.
He didn't even have dinner.
No.
He actually ate dinner at home.
Yeah.
He made himself a meatloaf. And then he was like, I can go for some pie.
God darn it. I'm going to have pie.
You know.
I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
I really shouldn't.
But I'm
going to. The doctor told me if I keep eating like the way I'm doing, I'm going to die. They're going to have to amputate due to diabetes.
He said, my blood's so sweet because I got diabetes.
They said, they're probably going to have to amputate my leg because of diabetes. But God darn it, I'm going to go out and get me a piece of pie.
No, I don't even think he had
diabetes.
Let me
get my jacket.
I think he was just
don't need that.
He was all by himself and he was
right,
like,
right.
He's like, oh, I could use a piece of pie. I shouldn't. But he has no reason why he shouldn't.
Right.
He's just caring about himself.
Right.
Right? Like, because he has no one to say, you shouldn't have any pie. He's just
so he has to say it to himself.
So he's like, I shouldn't. Gosh darn it, I'm going to do it. I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it.
Well, pie is any form of dessert is much better if you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Well, like, I mean, if you're like I deserve this dessert, then it's
like fruit.
Meaning.
It's like, ah, fruit. We're gonna have fruit for dessert, and it's like, even though fruit, like a nice piece of watermelon in the summer,
it's good,
is good,
real good.
But like
an apple, any of it.
Do you not agree that like when you hear that's the dessert, you're like, oh, okay,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I made this amazing fruit salad.
Oh.
Is there, instantly,
can I put ice cream in it?
Yeah, like when they're like, I made a huge dessert. You'd be like, oh, sweet, what is it? I made
I'm ready.
Fruit salad. Oh. No, it's got pineapples.
Right.
And like, pineapples are good. You know
what
I mean?
They're exotic. They're hard to get.
And they're
hard
great.
To grow here.
They're so good
yeah.
when you eat them. But when you say them as that's the dessert, it's lets me down a little bit. No, but that's great. Shooter doodles. I love it. I love that. He's like, I shouldn't.
Well, he didn't say that part.
No, I know, but I'm thinking that
right.
He would say that.
But yeah, it was like, but like he. Oh,
did
like,
anybody else like do anything?
No.
Did you kind of like? Did you look around to see if anybody else like did anything?
I couldn't because I was like, he said it, and I was. Just
and you
like,
were just fixated.
And
did your son say anything?
No,
Jonah didn't hear.
No. He wouldn't have gotten like to Jonah. That's he hears that
He's
stuff.
Like, oh.
He hears that stuff on cartoons every day.
Yeah, right.
But it was, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Flapjack said that.
Yeah. Ah, shooter doodles.
Anyway.
Gonna need that. My keys are in the pocket. Wouldn't gotten far. Far enough to be embarrassed. Oh, heck. I'll have another piece of pie.
You know what? Just give me a whole pie.
I love America.